All right, welcome to the Stirred Up Podcast. It's almost Christmas. It's almost my birthday. So all y'all at Stirred Up, give me PayPal money.
Yeah, buddy.
We ain't sending you nothing.
Since OJ ain't here yet, we gonna start with the NBA. I want to start with Quail's boy, Gordon Hayward, Mister. I want to get hurt all the time. How long is this injury for, and is he gonna be ready for the opening day?
First off, you need to calm down because I just found out about this. But I already told you about this dude, Gordon Hayward. This dude, this is the worst signing. The worst signing that MJ could do.
And I don't know. That Kwame Brown one back in 2000 was pretty horrible, too. He took him number one overall, and maybe he played for 2 years.
Maybe. Okay. A good two years at that.
But
I'm just going to read this off. Hayward, who signed for a four-year, $120 million contract with the Hornets last month after spending the past three seasons with the Boston Celtics, suffered an avulsion fracture of the fifth metacarpal in his right shooting hand during Charlotte's 112-109 loss to the Toronto Raptors. The Hornets said his return is based on the pain intolerance and a comfort level. Hayward missed all about the first six minutes of Boston. He suffered a broken bone in 2019. Let's see what it just says.
Bottom line, he sucks.
Doesn't say how long he's gonna be out though.
He don't play. He wasn't that good to begin with. And if you ask me, he shouldn't have been in the lineup in the Eastern Conference Finals anyway, because he didn't bring nothing to the table. They were doing better without him. Just like I said about what's his name for the Seahawks? Jamal Adams. Look, when he came back, they started losing. You can't mess up the chemistry.
So, and they just signed that dude. Mm-hmm. For nothing.
Well, it was for something, but hey, look, you can look at it this way. At least he got one good hand to still cash them checks, huh? Anyway, let's go over to your favorite city, LA. I saw a statement by Kawhi and Paul George saying
he's expected to miss 4 weeks. Okay, there it is. He's expected to miss 4 weeks,
a whole month.
But you know that's gonna turn into six real quick.
No, it'll turn into eight. He cry baby. Anyways, let's go to LA because Kawhi and Paul George said that Ty Lue is it, and they think they got the chemistry to, you know, get it all done. That wasn't the exact wording, but that's what was said.
They just lost to the Lakers twice.
Well, look, I don't make this stuff up. I just read it and bring it to the table.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Well, finally, Mr. Android. There he is.
Mr. Late Man.
I had to clean up, you know.
Hey, LJ, we were just talking about your boy that just signed for $120 million with the Hornets for 4 years, already hurt.
Yep, out for 4 weeks.
Gordon Hayward. Yep. Exactly. We all agreed when we first saw that signing that it was the worst move that Jordan could have ever. Look, I said Michael Jordan is the GOAT when it comes to playing, but when it comes to executive decisions, no, he need to give them reins to somebody else.
I don't know why he just don't stop.
That dude's been hurt like for the last 3 or 4 years now.
We just say forever.
Oh man, I didn't read you the article, man. You missed it. Now I don't have it up no more. But yeah, he was out for 3 years basically, on and off for injury.
And if I'm not mistaken, last finals is the first playoffs he played in since he's been with Boston. If I'm not mistaken. I can't prove it, but I'm almost positive that that's the first time I've seen him in the playoffs with Boston on the three years that he was there. Anyways, anything else we need to talk about in the NBA? We already know the season starts next week, but I mean, he's hurt. Somebody seen an article about James Harden earlier about he claims he's been practicing out in New York or some junk. I don't know. Anybody got any information on that?
Oh, James Harden?
Yeah.
Oh man, that dude is a bum. He looked, yo, did you see how he looked? He didn't work out one day. He was out partying. He even gained like 60 pounds. That's an exaggeration. But at least 10. Man.
Is he on the, has he been playing with them in these preseason games though?
He's gonna start. He refused to talk to the media about anything at this point. He's gonna start playing.
So he ain't been at training camp, but yep. he gets to start.
He's been out with the rappers. I forget what rapper it was. Lil Baby.
So he hasn't been in training camp, but he gets back and decides to show up to the team, and he all of a sudden gets to start.
Yeah, so there was a report that, and just, you know, we're going to talk about this obviously now that you brought it up. But yeah, there was reports that's why Russell Westbrook left, because of the whole Rockets culture is just centered around James Harden, and he can do whatever he wants. There was a point in which there was film session, and Russell Westbrook showed up, and they had to wait on James Harden. He wasn't showing up, and he's like, look, I've watched all the film, I'm ready to go. And he's like, well, you know, the coach at the time is like, well, you got to stay here because you don't have to watch it again with James Harden. You know, what do you want me to do? And he just was kind of like, his hands are tied, and that's why he wanted out. That's what reports are saying. He wanted out of you know, Houston, because they just are centered around the around James Harden, and they, you know, they just appeal to his every need.
Power hungry, bro.
OJ.
Oh, I mean, ever since he's been there, they've been in the playoffs. So, I mean.
So that gives him the right to break team rules?
Right. That's what I say.
No, but I'm saying that's probably why they gave him the star treatment. Before he got there, they hadn't been in the playoffs for like 2 or 3 years. But they've been there 8 years straight.
And he was partying out without a mask with Lil Baby, just to let y'all know.
I did see that. I understand you're saying when he got there, he brought the team to the promised land. Well, not really, because they ain't made it to the finals yet. But on every team, there's protocol. And just because you bring them to the playoffs, and you just said 8 years in a row, but out of those 8 years, he's been to the finals zero times. So... why does he get the special treatment of not having to show up or practice on time, maybe skipping shoot arounds and whatever the case may be? I don't think anybody's above the rules, personally. I don't care if you're Jordan, KD, Durant, or LeBron. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a rules to follow.
That's true. But I'm just saying, you got to look at how the owner might be looking at it, you know?
And then on the flip side, if he's supposed to be the team leader, why is he showing this reckless behavior? How you think the young guys or people that's supposed to be looking up to him as a team captain is going to say, oh, if he can do it, I can do it. That's right. A bad example.
Pretty much.
Precisely. Yeah. But if they letting him get away with it, I mean, after now, I mean, it feels
this
like...
just doesn't. This isn't good for anybody. I'm sorry. Go ahead, OJ. Sorry.
I'm just saying he feels like he can't do no wrong. That's why he acts the way he acts. Because they let him get away with it.
Well, this isn't good for everybody. There's a lot of NBA players that are upset with him. First, they said that because you're causing this black coach that came in, he's a new coach and he's getting a chance, and you're making it look bad for him because he needs his best player to be out there so he can, you know, make the proper adjustments and see, you know, if, you know, how they can win the title. And on top of that, this just doesn't look good overall as far as negotiations with the owners, because they're going to look at this and be like, I have to be on the beck and call for a player when they're just refusing to, you know, talk to the media and be here at the preseason. And, you know, essentially they provided everything they needed for James Harden. And again, like you said, they've been
in the world, bro.
They've been in the playoffs every year, but at the same time, is that just because of him? He's not a one-man show. Mm-hmm. They've been in the playoffs because they actually put players around him that were decent. When Dwight Howard wasn't that good, they moved him, got Chris Paul. So, I mean, you know, he can't just act like he's an end-all, be-all. And before anybody believed in him with OKC, because he wasn't getting, from what I've you know, from what I remember, he wasn't getting offers like that, but they made him the premier player when he was just the sixth man of the year, you know, coming off of that finals. He was the sixth man of the year, and they paid him a whole lot of money. And people were like, "Oh, you're paying James Harden this money? What do you see that everyone else doesn't?"
Okay.
See?
I don't want to even, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to even stay on this topic that long, because to me, he's not all that to be talking about half my show about. So we're gonna move on to something else.
Hey, he's one of the best players in the NBA now.
He is, but I don't think he's not. I can't believe I'm about to say this. He ain't LeBron, okay? And LeBron don't even do stuff like
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he ain't Mike. He ain't Mike.
You're right. He's not LeBron. And he never will be.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up something that's OJ's favorite topic. I seen an article about a week or so ago about, get this, players resting when it's not a prime time game. Bring us back to that stupid lower management we talked about all last season about your boy Kawhi Leonard sitting out every other game. What do you think about this? Well, bottom line is, if it's not a prime time or televised game, players are going to have the option to sit out to get additional rest, which I think is straight BS, because we got people in LA, New York, Chicago, you know, all around the NBA, even in these smaller markets like San Antonio, that pay for these tickets and these player salaries, and they just have the option to sit out whenever they feel like it.
Well, you can thank Kawhi Leonard for that. You know?
Don't tell me you're going to take up for him.
No, I'm just saying that's the reason why they're doing it. It's because they see that, be it, like it or not, Kawhi does respond in the playoffs. And if that's what it takes for him to maintain his body, you know, it might work for other players. I know LeBron.
Somebody please correct me if I'm wrong. Did the Clippers get out of the semifinals or the finals last year? So if his body was so well rested, why was him and his boy, Paul George, throwing up bricks in a closeout game that they lost?
And Paul George hit the backboard. Let's not forget. He didn't even hit the rim, I don't believe, did he?
I mean, that was one shot, but I'm just saying the overall performance was not.
No, but I'm just bringing up that shot. Because
I understand what you're saying, but it's shot. I mean, it's one shot, but I'm just saying it's overall play. And if he supposedly was getting this rest so his body was fresh and ready to go, you know, why didn't it get done?
Right.
Because, what is it? Paul George became George Paul's, what they call him? When he be shooting bricks? That's why. I mean, Kawhi did his job for the most part. I mean, I can't really knock the man. I mean, his Robin didn't come through. Hit to his Batman. He showed up.
And the mail don't deliver on Sunday.
Well, huh? if you wanna get down to it, neither one of them showed up, especially in those last two games. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think Quell read us the statistics on a couple of shows that neither one of them scored 20 points in them last two games where Denver beat them. That ain't getting the job done, especially being a superstar. They gave up too much for them to play that bad.
Exactly, especially since they don't have no bench. I mean, they had to give up all those players just to get Paul George.
And he's not even good to me. I mean, he's average. He ain't a superstar to me. He's a, what you call him, Quell? I guess he's an all-star, but he's not a superstar. Let me put it like
that. That's right. That's right. Man, Cliff, look, I'm proud of you. You know what? You are doing. Look, hey. I mean, what is going on with you today?
Contrary to popular belief, I actually do go back and listen to my show, so I know what I'm referencing when I'm, especially when I'm talking about people like you that bring up stupid stuff. But yeah,
I ain't bring up nothing stupid. All you keep saying is what you say. Yes, he an all star. He ain't no superstar. He don't make the difference on the team. He don't make everybody better. He's not.
And James Harden ain't no superstar neither. So,
well, I'd actually have to say he is, but that still doesn't give him the right to break rules.
That's what I was gonna say.
He is a superstar. I will give him that. He has. I'm not gonna say he's the end all be all because he's not. because every or Jordan's not even Jordan wasn't even the end all be all. He needed people around him to win. Just everybody does. Durant didn't go to Golden State by himself. I mean, he didn't go to Golden State and Steve Curry and Klay Thompson leave. No, they was all on that team, them teams together, and won them championships. LeBron had in Cleveland, he had Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love, and I guess you can add Kyrie Irving to that mix, but to me, he's still a number three, maybe a weak four. But I mean, we ain't gonna talk about that. Anyways, last order of business to the NBA, then we're gonna go to the SEC, because I know that's OJ's favorite topic, and we got somebody listening today, and I'm about to trash the SEC all across the board. I can't wait. Anyway, y'all see Giannis resigned?
Yeah, he did.
5 year, yep. 200 and something million.
Surprised? I'm not.
Nope.
Because Quell said that he was going to do it. And
here we go. Another one. Go ahead. Continue, Cliff.
And the thing that's going to happen, and I hate to admit that he's right, is Milwaukee ain't going. Well, number one, they gave him the amount of money where in the future they're not going to have the money to put nobody around them unless they pay a luxury tax. And two, who's going to want to go to Milwaukee when they know that there's no unit there to come into, per se? Most people who want to go to a superstar that wants to come to a team, they want at least two people there already so they don't have to carry all the weight. And right now, I don't see Milwaukee having that.
Hold on, Cliff. Let me chime in real quick. He said that, hey, if LeBron or KD want to come to Milwaukee, they could come. What did you say, sir? Go ahead. Go. I want y'all to respond to that. He said LeBron or KD could come to Milwaukee. That's what he said.
So basically, he said he ain't coming to them.
That's what he said.
Y'all got no way. There's no way they go.
Well, number one, LeBron got 2 years on his contract anyway. Yeah. And I think KD signed a 4-year deal last year. So, but whatever. Giannis, shut up, dude. Just shut up.
All he's saying is that he believes he got the pieces or the makings of a super team already in Milwaukee. So,
no, he don't.
What do you think, OJ?
I mean, I think that's why they did the Jrue Holiday signing. And that gave him some hope. But,
so you know, is Jrue Holiday a superstar or an all-star?
He's an all-star.
He a star.
Nah, he's an all-star.
He ain't even an all-star. Get out of here.
Man, that man got that all-star shot. That's all you really need. I mean, all
right, Quell, let me ask you this. I'm about to put you on the spot right here. If you start the team right now, as it stands today, they said, okay, we want to start a team in North Dakota. I know it had never happened, but just say they said that. If you had these two players to pick from, which one you taking? You taking Jrue Holiday or you taking Kyrie Irving?
Oh, man, that's actually pretty tough because you know with the last segment about Kyrie Irving, but I feel like I'm going to say, I'm really on the cusp about this. I'm going to say Jrue Holiday because I feel that he's more of a team player than Kyrie Irving. But that is real close. That's not definitive at all.
Well, y'all know who I would pick, so I ain't even got to say.
No, tell them. Let everybody know again.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm taking Jrue Holiday because Kyrie Irving is a spoiled brat. If he don't get his way, he get mad.
Yeah.
LeBron I can't believe I'm defending this dude. But LeBron even let this dude take the winning shot in that championship they won against Golden State. And he still cried. He cried back the next, yeah. He's not treating me right. I want to go to it. How do you win a championship and then want to leave? And what happened? He went to Boston, he got hurt, and Cleveland still went to the finals. So, ultimately, he didn't get what he wanted.
He a crybaby. He's a crybaby.
That's what he is.
All right. Well, John Wall says he's ready. We'll see. Kevin Durant, they claim he looked good on Sunday. I didn't watch no preseason. Did anybody watch any of them highlights?
KD, yeah, he look all right. I mean, we'll see how he can get through a season though. I mean, but right. he looked okay. He looked like he looked decent. You know, he didn't look like usual takeover KD, but they only play limited minutes. So
oh, OJ, you really saw say. Kyle Guy hit a buzzer beater last night against the Warriors?
Nah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't watch any basketball last night.
It was preseason.
That's exactly why I'm not watching it. I feel the same way about preseason basketball I do about preseason football. Don't put it on my TV. All right. OJ, you got any updates for us on the SEC? Because I want to know what's going down. What is the teams to beat over in the SEC? I mean, championship. Who's the championship game? Because they got a South and the West, or East and the West, right?
It's Alabama and Florida, and they play Saturday night, I believe.
At 5, right? 6 Eastern.
Does Florida have a chance?
If they play like they played last week, nah. Because they was 23-point favorites over LSU, and how LSU beat them.
And this game was our Super Bowl, bro. So, I mean, it's like, what could go right in 2020? It went right last week, you know, especially with LSU.
Well, I know Alabama better not go in there and just think they're going to roll over Florida, because right. It's ultimately going to get them beat and knocked out of the top four, and they ain't going to go to the playoffs anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to live in Tallahassee, so you understand what position I was in. I was right there with Florida. Alabama was to the left, and Clemson was to the right. So I had to deal with all those fans, and I didn't like none of those teams.
Well, you can say that Florida got caught looking past LSU, because that's what it looked like. I mean, all them turnovers they was doing, it didn't even look like they came to play. Like, one team showed up.
So, as it stands right now, who's 1 through 4? Is Alabama number one?
Alabama's number one. Notre Dame's number two. Clemson and Ohio State. Now, if Notre Dame beats Clemson like they did earlier, Clemson will be out, and then that's when the fun begins. Because I mean,
so Notre Dame and Clemson got to play this weekend.
And then why not show respect? Oh, sorry.
No, hold on, Eric. I'll get to you in a second. So Notre Dame and Clemson play this weekend.
Yeah, all the championship games are this weekend.
Notre Dame's an independent, so why are they playing a championship game?
Oh, Notre Dame is in the ACC now.
Oh, okay.
But they remain independent for football, but all the other sports, they're in the ACC. And see, the ACC put their foot down with this corona, said if you're going to play, then you're going to play an ACC schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they're in the championship game.
That's going to get quite interesting if one of them, if Notre Dame beats Clemson, because Clemson's number three right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens, right? So say Notre Dame beats them, right? Who would you put in that spot? Undefeated Cincinnati?
Who's number five, OJ?
Texas A&M.
Do they got a champ? I'm assuming they got a Big 12 game, right?
Oh, no, they're in the SEC now.
No, they're in the SEC. Right.
In the SEC. Yeah.
Their one loss was to Alabama.
Yeah, so would you put a one-loss team in Clemson's spot? I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, you know,
but you already know the BCS is going to go off with strength of schedule anyway, so Cincinnati's probably not even going to get a shot.
Cincinnati, even though they're 8-0. Even though they're undefeated.
They went undefeated, but I'm just saying, they don't have no respect for Cincinnati, because they was ranked 7th at the time, and then they dropped them 2 spots. And put a 2-loss Iowa State team at number 7. No, at number 8. Florida's number 7 now, because they lost to LSU.
Of course, my boy Adam Schein was saying the same thing that I said about Cincinnati. Like, but anyway.
Yeah. So, who's in the top 10 right now that if Notre Dame does beat Clemson, or the other way around, if Clemson beats Notre Dame, is going to come up to that top, you know, no top four to shake the playoffs up? Because I can't actually believe that they're going to make those teams number 2 and 3 anyway, playing in a championship game, knowing that the championship is going to be after New Year's anyway. And, you know, there's some money talking here, so we already know how it's going to play out. But just saying, who would you sneak up into that spot if one of them two? Well, one of somebody's got to lose. So who comes up into the loser spot?
Right now, but the top ten teams are Alabama's ranked number 1, Notre Dame is 2, mm-hmm. Clemson is mm-hmm. 3, Ohio State is 4, Texas A&M is 5, Iowa State is number 6, Florida is 7, Georgia is 8, Cincinnati is 9, and Oklahoma is 10.
But they say there's no way that you put Cincinnati all the way up to Clemson's spot if they get beat. Even though
Cincinnati moved down one spot.
But Cincinnati's not even in the top. Is Cincinnati in the top 10?
Yeah, number 9. Yeah,
but they dropped in two spots.
Dropped 2 spots, though. So.
Well, yeah. What about Ohio? Not Ohio, but Iowa State. What is their record?
They 8-9-2.
8-2.
Or 8-2. They 8-2.
Who do they play this weekend?
Because
that's the Big Ten, right? Or is that the Big 12?
That's the Big 12. They do play in a Big 12 championship game.
Oklahoma.
I think they play Oklahoma. It's Oklahoma and
Big 12 championship is Oklahoma.
So let's say Notre Dame beats, or Clemson beats Notre Dame, which I wouldn't wish for because I don't like the SEC anyway. Anyway, let's say they do. Does Iowa State beating Oklahoma move up to that spot or not? Or are you going to put Florida there? Or Texas A&M? Who are you bringing up?
No one in the committee, they probably put Florida. Because they probably want 2 SEC schools.
Texas A&M will be the because they're sitting at 5. They will slide into that spot. But Ohio State has to beat Northwestern.
That's going to be.
Now, if they get beat, Texas A&M can come up to that 4th spot as well. So Texas A&M looks like that's the team that they want to slide in if somebody lose.
I'm with Eric. Florida. Based on the pockets, it's probably going to be Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Because y'all love the SEC so much.
I mean, because Texas A&M hasn't done anything.
The only way they can do that is if Florida beats Alabama. I wish they do have a possibility of doing it. I don't see it happening, but they can do it. And then, like I said, that's when the fun begins. When these top 2 teams lose, then you know. Who knows?
And Clemson, they're in the SEC or the ACC?
They're in the ACC.
Yeah, that's why I rooted for them because I don't like the SEC. So yeah, Clemson, you know, championship team right there. There we go. Notre Dame loses, Alabama loses, and we're gonna wish for Ohio State to lose too to make it interesting. Because I'm trying to all the same teams always being up in there, even though Clemson's one of them. But I'm a Nick Saban fan, so.
And that's why a lot of these people. I mean, shoot, I can name names, you know. That have said, go to 8 teams and let the best 8 fight it out. You know,
I think it should be 10.
Yeah, at least 10.
And the 2 top seeds on each side, like the NFL, get the bye.
Yep.
So have 8 fight it out, and the other 2 get byes.
Exactly.
But it ain't gonna happen. There's too much money involved.
Paying them off, it's always like that.
Yep. Before we move on to the NFL, did y'all see the number 1 draft pick for the NFL next year said if it's the Jets, he gonna pull the Eli? he said he is not playing for the Jets.
That's a good idea. Cause what happened to the
Joe Burrow,
the Bengals quarterback. Yeah,
Cincinnati. Yeah,
Joe Burrow. Yep.
Hurt. But at least they don't suck as bad as the Jets. Okay, Quayle? I'm just saying.
He kind of wanted to play.
They only don't suck as bad because they had Joe Burrow.
But see, Joe but Joe wanted were, to play but at for least Cincinnati.
At least they were competitive, though.
Yeah, they were.
They trying to tank for the number 1 draft pick.
So OJ, what was Cincinnati's record before Joe got hurt? I can't remember now, but I do.
I don't know. I think they had like four. Or five
and I think they are trying to tank because there's
Cincinnati
no way.
Cincinnati is 2-10, so they couldn't be that good.
No,
but yeah, I think the Jets are trying to tank because there's no way that they was up by 4 points. And who they playing? I can't even remember who they was playing, but they shouldn't have lost that.
They're playing the Colts, I think.
Yeah, they was. And it was less than a minute to go, and I turned. I get a game break, and the Jets lost. I'm like, dude, how did y'all do that?
No, they was playing playing your favorite team. They was playing the Raiders.
You talking about when they lost on the last play of the game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not my dang thing. That was the Raiders. Girl, stop playing.
Them, that's your favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
That's OJ's favorite team. That ain't my favorite team either.
On to the NFL.
Speaking of favorite teams.
Paula picked Buffalo, so y'all was wrong.
Hey, I didn't pick Buffalo.
She also picked the Cardinals, and we all picked the Giants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got one up on that one. I thought what's his name? What's that quarterback's name for Arizona? I didn't think he was going to show up.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to show up on the road. But
take the Giants.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't care if they're favored to win 50-0. I still would not take them.
I think that goes for all New York teams except Buffalo.
Hey, all right. Now the Giants ain't that far.
Gonna start. My bad.
Go ahead. I was just saying the Giants ain't that far from the number one spot in that division.
Glad that they lost and then Philadelphia won. So against Eric Saints.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
I think they wanted to lose because they put that quarterback back in there after having a hamstring pull. And those hammies are, it takes a while for them to heal properly.
All right, we're about to go over to OJ and Quell's favorite game, the Vikings versus the Bucks. I guess Kirk Cousins is back to his old self, Quell.
Oh, shit. Hey, to be honest,
what y'all want me to say? Nothing.
Well, you don't have to say anything because we already know. I told you the only way y'all was gonna win that game is if y'all gave Cook the ball 45 times.
Not to that was gonna happen. He did a little cooking.
Man, your team didn't look that good, OJ. I'm sick of your cockiness. All right, your team did not look that good. The Vikings suck. Okay, they're trash. Okay,
I'm blind and I can say Tom Brady sucks.
Hey, you know what?
And Brady do suck. That's good point, Eric. Brady is trash. Let me look at these dudes' stats.
You're right, Quill. Cause y'all beat us in town possession, first downs, everything. How did the Vikings lose that game?
Man, that's the question. I don't want to talk about it. Because
y'all kicker left 10 points on the board.
That kicker left 17 kicks on that field. Man, goodness gracious. What are you getting? Hey, you know what? I wanted to bring that up. You know we paying that dude a 3-year, I think $10 million contract? Let me look that up.
Oh, a Dan kicker? Bailey? Dan Bailey?
Let me look it up.
Yeah, you must have seen that. You must have seen that tweet, that text.
No, I know it's a bad contract. I'm not gonna say it was that much, but I know it's a bad contract. Dan Bailey signed a 3-year, $10 million contract with the Minnesota Vikings, including a $3.1 million signing bonus, $6 million guaranteed, and an average salary of $3 million. So it's not $10 million per year, but it's $3 million per year. That's still too much. Still too much.
Give me $3 million.
God dang.
It's too much to be missing kicks like that. I can see
this dude missed like four of them.
Man, look, it ain't like he's Adam Vinatieri.
I told you. let me tell you why we signed this dude, because we've had problems with kicking. We've had problems with kicking in the past. And he was doing okay. Last year, he did fine. We signed him a one-year deal. He was doing pretty good. So we said, okay, we don't want to have kicker problems anymore, so we're going to sign him to a long-term deal. Every time the Vikings sign somebody to a long-term deal, that dude messes it up. Blair Walsh, long-term deal. Before we had him on a rookie contract, he was kicking 56, 60-yard kicks and nailing them. We signed him to that young, that contract he started missing. Then he missed that easy 20-yard kick against the Seattle Seahawks.
Man, I could have made that.
We cursed. We cursed, and I knew that this was going to happen.
You know, Brady only completed 15 passes that whole game.
OJ, don't nobody care about Tom Brady.
And how many times did he throw it?
He threw it like, it was bad. He threw it like 25 or 30 times.
I told y'all this is all about money. I'm looking at an article right now that says the NFL, looking at TV contracts, is rumored to surpass $100 billion.
Goodness.
They is not about to do no walkout, no lockout, whatever you want to call it. It ain't happening. That's too much money.
$100 billion?
$100 billion. Look, I need to get on what Fox, NBC, or CBS. Look, I'll carry the camera. Y'all could just pay me $100,000 a year. Sir. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Y'all need to get the cameras there, right? Hey, look, I could carry that for
they pay. They paying the towel man six figures.
I wanted to bring this
and
up to y'all.
Four figures.
this is mainly at Eric. Your boys due to come back this Sunday. Who do you start?
Oh man, I told y'all. Ooh. Look, remember all y'all told me about Taysom Hill? I said, hey, you need to start that boy, OJ's boy. That's not that's a shade. I think you should.
Well, you starting Eric? Breeze or Hill?
I think Drew is on the. What's the
start
list?
James Winston
off the list.
Shut up, Quayle.
Reserved. reserved. Injury list or whatever.
You want me to look up see if Drew Brees is active?
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
That's what they say.
Well, he shouldn't go. He ready to go, but is he really ready to go?
I don't think he's really, really, really ready to go against Patrick Mahomes. Because, I mean, if they can put a 50 burger on them easy. But, I mean, of course, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan. I don't know. I guess I'm starting Hill again.
I say put in Jameis. I say put in famous Jameis. I don't know why y'all debate
the decisions, man. Like,
he's questionable. He's questionable at best, they said.
I'm going to tell you like this. Peyton's going to put Breeze back in there, but I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
He needs to just...
He lost the number one spot.
To Green Bay.
They're not going to play Jameis until next year.
No, because I wouldn't want him throwing three.
I thought he only signed a one-year deal.
Yeah. Is it 2 years?
Did you see what Peyton said? That if he had to choose a franchise quarterback out of his staff right now, he said between Taysom and Jameis, he would use Jameis, but only when Breeze leaves is he gonna name him the starter. Mm. He only put Taysom Hill as the starter because he promised them that he would start. Like I said, he had been there.
This ain't about feelings. This is about winning games. Man, please. I ain't got time to be put somebody be in their feelings. So, Quayle, let me ask you this. If it's between Breeze and Winston, who are you starting?
I'm giving Winston a chance so then I can cut him next year when he don't show up. But at least,
after you cut him, he may... Go back to a seafood place and give you some crab legs. Like, here you go. Man. Pay for
all right, I don't know how true this article is. I don't know if I was tripping or what, but I seen a blurb from ESPN the other day that Aaron Rodgers says he's the GOAT. Did anybody see this?
Aaron Rodgers said he's the GOAT.
I can't confirm or deny. It was. Now I have heard the article. I don't know if it was somebody playing on Twitter or what, but that's what I heard.
No, it was an article because it was Brett Favre, but you know he did a bunch of disqualifying to say that if all that was happened, then Aaron Rodgers would be a GOAT. Said, you know, you got.
How you gonna be a GOAT with one ring?
Yeah, you gotta take out the Super Bowls. And you gotta take out something else. And he said,
"Hold up, I want to know what the something else is because Aaron Rodgers is not better than Marino or Elway." So,
do you want me to read the quote here?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's from Twitter. Aside from the Super Bowls, he may be the greatest player of all time. That's what he said. After he became the fastest QB to throw 400 career touchdown passes. We could listen into what he said. I have the audio here.
I don't want to hear Brett Favre talk. Because what you just read is ridiculous. He said, number one, he's only been to two Super Bowls.
The Super Bowl.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers because he is don't good, got enough. He ain't
That's
no
why
goat.
Brett Favre said that. He don't have enough Super Bowls. He only got one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna leave. That one's not even worth talking about. It really ain't. All right. I guess we better get to these games because ain't much else going on. What about that? Anybody? I really wasn't too interested in that game on Monday night. Everybody said it was a good game, but what you think? Quick, you watch that Monday night game with the Browns and the well, let's say the old Browns and the new Browns because that's essentially what it was.
It was. I watched the good highlights game, of it. I heard about it. It was good. Well, it looked like it. Well, from the highlights, it was a good game. Lamar Jackson.
It just looked like there just was no defense. All them points that were scored.
Right. It looked like it. Lamar Jackson pulled the Paul Pierce. Remember when Paul Pierce went out on the wheelchair?
Oh, yeah,
then he came back in. they said Lamar Jackson went and used bathroom number two, and. came back out, was okay. Yeah, cramps.
Man's got to do what a man's got to do, I guess. My goodness.
He might have been nervous. He might have been nervous.
Look, I'm going to say it. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Lamar Jackson is a good quarterback. But until he bounces back from that beatdown that Tennessee gave him in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
That team does not impress me.
Yeah.
They hit him in his mouth and he still has not recovered.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
He better hope he ain't got a, because you know what? Tennessee got Baltimore's number like Minnesota got New Orleans.
I can't wait to see y'all in the playoffs. Game time. Y'all better hope
I'm
the
telling you
win this game.
Baltimore don't want to see Tennessee in the playoffs. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So is it safe to say that Quill, tell me who the rest of the Chiefs, the Kansas City's games is against, because Pittsburgh done lost two games now, so Kansas City owns home field advantage right now.
Oh, Kansas City got the Saints, and then they have they just played the Dolphins, which they kind of played a pretty, you know, whatever. So they got the Saints, and then they got the Falcons.
Them their last two games?
And then the Chargers, January 3rd.
They should win all three of those games.
Yep, I agree.
I don't think. I mean, the Saints will probably give them a little bit of a headache, but I don't think they're going. I don't think the Saints got it to beat them, no matter who's starting. But personally, Taysom Hill will give them more of a challenge than Breeze will, because Breeze ain't mobile no more.
He never was.
He was right? He wasn't a mobile. Let me rephrase. He wasn't a mobile quarterback, but he could get away from pressure. Let me put it like that. He wasn't designed to be mobile like Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham.
Right,
but he was mobile enough to get away from the pressure and throw downfield accurately. Now it's like, dude, get a wheelchair and stay on the sidelines, though. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just not impressed with Drew Brees anymore. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time, but I think he should have retired after he won that last Super
Bowl. Didn't I tell y'all? I told y'all he washed up. He's done.
Well, not last Super Bowl. He probably should have retired.
My goodness, that was like 09.
Yeah, I was going to say. He probably should have retired at the end of that Minneapolis miracle. But I guess he didn't want to go out like that, so whatever.
Well, and then so you think he goes to Canton? I do.
Oh, he going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, he going to Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got him and Tampa Bay's quarterback, Tom Brady now, are competing with stats.
Yeah.
Because they are the two oldest quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
They are, that's right.
What about Big Ben?
Man, please skip that dude. He got one ring, or did he get two?
I think he got one. I think
he did get
two.
I think he did. I think they beat the Seahawks, and then they beat
the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, yeah.
And, that was a Bill Cowher era, right? I think.
No, Cowher is long gone.
Tomlin won that last one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Bill Cowher got the first one, but Tomlin got the second one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The first one was Bill Cowher.
I ain't got nothing to say about Bill Cowher because I'm still not going to forget Super Bowl 93. I'm not forgetting that, dude. I'm not.
In what, 93?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch that.
Don't make me bring it up. You're going to make me bring it up.
I'm going to watch it.
Don't make me bring it. OJ laughing because he know. Pittsburgh had Bam Morse as a running back. They had old average Neil O'Donnell. That wasn't the problem. The problem was they was running the ball down the Cowboys' throat. And I'm not talking just 3 yards here, 5 yards there. I'm talking 12 yards, 15 yards, 18 yards. They had the Cowboys on the ropes. What does he do in the fourth quarter? Oh, no, I'm going to run some play action, make Larry Brown famous and get two interceptions to go play for the Raiders next year and lose the dang Super Bowl. Man, I cannot believe that. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. That's in that same category with Popovich taking out Tim Duncan. That's how bad it was. They was running the ball. They was running the ball down the Cowboys' throat. All they had to do is keep.
I'm sick of y'all disrespecting that Seahawks Super Bowl. And I think the ball. That's the worst one.
And I think Pat Summerall called that game, didn't he?
Oh, he did. It was before he retired. He retired in like 2005. Anyways, all right, let's get to these games. OJ. Tell Thursday Night Football to quit putting on these scrub games. We got the Chargers going to your stupid Raiders for Thursday night.
That's going to be a good one, bro. Don't sleep on that.
Play everywhere they go, but
I'm not sleeping on the game. I'm sleeping on who's playing. I don't care about nobody's Raiders. Anyway.
The Raiders are sitting in a nice spot.
What do you mean to be determined? Hold up. Buffalo going to Denver. It says to be determined. This must be going to be on a Saturday game. Yep, it must be.
Yeah, yep,
we must have a game on Saturday. Okay, we got Carolina going to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Houston going to Indianapolis. That should be a good one. Although Houston just got smacked by the stupid Bears. I don't know how they ended up doing that, but...
Hey, your boy Trubisky.
No, go on. Man, please. Get that boo-doo no credit. And then we got...
Trubisky!
Then we got Paula's Jets going to the Rams.
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
OJ, we got your Bucks going to the Falcons. They better win that game.
They play the Falcons twice in 3 weeks. We got the Falcons in Detroit.
That with the Saints schedule, too.
And then we got New England going to Miami. They better win that game.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Quell. It's me and you this week. Chicago's coming to Minnesota.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yep.
That's gonna be a game right there.
It is gonna be a game, but it all depends. But it all depends on what Trubisky shows up though.
But hey, Vikings only do good with running quarterbacks, so he can run all day.
That's gonna be on Sunday. That's my birthday day. Man, I hope Direct TV.
But you still need Arizona CBS to lose back. Though.
Then we got Cleveland going to the Giants. We already know the Giants ain't gonna win. Seattle going to Washington. They lose that game, then they might as well just go home and stay there. Jacksonville going to Baltimore. I'm like, you know what? I'm picking Jacksonville in this game. I just don't have no faith in Baltimore no more. I really don't. Jacksonville played good against Minnesota. They could have won that game.
Yeah, that's true.
If the kicker had made that field goal, Minnesota would have lost that game.
Living room temperature up to 73.
Jacksonville ain't got no. They sent all their players away. Think about
Isn't that a little warm, Laura?
The blanket's
right
next to you.
She don't even hear you.
Yeah. Philadelphia going to Arizona. That actually might be a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Philly wants to have any shot, they better win that game. Arizona needs that game too. So that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, the city going to New Orleans. This is going to be a good game here. What time does it come
on? That's what, a 325? That's a Jim Nance, Tony Romo, probably, right? I think.
You always trying to analyze who calling the game. I really don't care. It's 425, so yeah, 325. San Francisco's going to see Paula's Cowboys. Oh goodness, this is gonna be a pretty good game because San Francisco playing with a JV and Dallas half their team is hurt. So
they've been hurting all season. JV squad, quite literally.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad somebody pulling away in that division.
They reschedule this Monday night game? Pittsburgh going to Cincinnati.
Pittsburgh,
probably not.
They need to.
Pittsburgh better show up because they lost 2 weeks in a row now.
They lose another one. They might as well forget about that. They ain't getting a bye anyway. So
we already said they ain't play nobody. They start playing people and start being going off.
Huh? What are y'all doing?
Play nobody.
We got a game on Christmas, y'all. Minnesota going to New Orleans. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. Yep, it says Friday. Yep, Minnesota going to New Orleans. I thought I was reading that wrong for a second.
Yeah, see it here. That's not good. On a Friday. Shoot.
Well, NFL trying to make their money.
But y'all ain't want to see us, Eric. Y'all don't want to see us.
We met y'all twice.
That's two tough games for Minnesota in a row, though. And they're only going to be on 4 days rest, so.
Just get a Dalvin Cook.
Are you sure it's not on Saturday, though?
No,
I bet it's on Saturday.
It says Friday, December 25th. Look it up, Quell. It says it.
3:30. 3:30.
Wow.
On Fox.
Yep.
Y'all ain't trying to see us anyway. Shoot. I could talk stuff. I was here. I was like, yeah, I don't know about Tampa Bay. But them Saints, though, y'all ain't ready. Yo, play who you want. Play who you want. That's Drew Brees, Taysom. We taking anybody.
Cousins is purity garbage. I mean, we know that.
It don't matter. Don't matter. Whatever happens, y'all shoot yourself in the foot every single time.
Well, last time it was Stephon Diggs.
If the Minnesota feeds cook the ball.
Last time it was Drew Brees. He kept messing up, fumbling, throwing picks.
That's true.
If the Vikings give Cook the ball like they should in this game, they should win it because I don't see New Orleans. Look it up, Quell. I think I'm right in mind. I say they're like number 15 against the run in the NFL.
Yeah,
so.
But they're number 1D. Well, they were in number 1D before they lost to Philly.
Cool. New Orleans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
How you going to have the number 1D and have all them losses?
We only got two losses, bro.
It really is with Green Bay right behind for home field advantage. For that bye, I should say.
What, Green Bay owns the bye right now?
No. What's Green Bay's record?
10-3, the same as the Saints.
But the Saints beat the Packers, though.
I think the
Packers. Didn't they?
I think they beat us.
I think they beat, that's why they.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Green Bay lost to Tampa, not to New Orleans. So who's getting MVP this year, y'all? I think it's gonna be Mahomes again, personally. But
of course it is.
And it looks like they clinched from the standing. They got a Z by the Packers, so they might have already wrapped up home field. So that means you got to come to Lambeau in the playoffs when the playoffs start.
Don't nobody want to go to the frozen tundra.
Nope.
Don't nobody win in Green Bay in January.
What happened?
Especially Minnesota. Y'all don't want to go
from the same temperatures, bro.
Yeah, but they play indoors.
That's true.
They play indoors. That's why they lose.
Hey, Cliff, that game had an extra meaning because both of y'all are 6-7, and the Cardinals are 7-6.
So, need the Cardinals to lose, and one of us need to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chicago and Minnesota play each other on Sunday. And then New Orleans goes to, or Minnesota goes to New Orleans. Who does Chicago play next week on the, whatever week that is, 15 or 16, I think it is.
Looking at it now. The Bears play Minnesota, then they play the Jags, and then they play the Packers.
Oh, they might as well count their playoffs hopes gone. Because they probably going to lose to the Vikings. They should beat the Jags, but then they'll lose to the Packers.
Well, I mean, they could win against the Vikings and they'll get two, and that's one game they'll be down. So, but they'd be good eight. They'd be 8-8, right?
Yeah, well, if they was in the NFC East, they'd be winning the division.
hey, Washington's pulling away though. I'm glad that finally somebody started to pull away in that division.
And you know, we don't have to worry about Adrian Peterson because he's in Detroit.
Oh yeah, so, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, he's in Detroit.
They're not doing anything.
Well, Detroit might win the Super Bowl.
You know, okay.
Hey, you know if Adrian Peterson got anything to say about it?
I don't know what he was smoking.
Hey, them boys still wild while y'all talking. I mean, they got a real long shot, but if they went out, they'd be 8-8.
Man, let me see their schedule. Let me see. They got the Titans, the Bucks, and then the Vikings.
Yeah, they ain't gonna make it.
Who are we talking about?
We talking about the Lions. Is that,
oh, no. Hey, man, please.
I said they got the Titans, the Bucks, and the Lions.
All right. Let's just jump over back. Well, no, I don't want to do that. I was going to say, let's jump back over to the college and pick this. I don't want to pick these until the playoffs are set.
Yeah.
Although we already know Clemson's going to win it all anyway, but it don't even matter. So,
the final rankings are going to be come out on Sunday, this Sunday.
Yeah,
that's why we're going to wait.
I wanted to jump back to the NBA real quick.
Hold on, before you do that, because I know how you like to change stuff up at the last minute, Quail. Are we saying on Wednesday next week? Or are we moving it back to Tuesday since Christmas Eve is on Thursday?
I don't know.
All right, we'll play that by ear. All right, what's up with the NBA?
I wanted to go back to, hey, you was talking about that ball, brother. He looking good now.
Lord, here you go. Which one?
Looking good. Yeah, I was like, whoa, okay.
The youngest one?
The youngest one.
Got the horns looking good?
No, I think the youngest one's up in Detroit, ain't he? Oh, no, he... Because the oldest one is in New Orleans. I thought the youngest one was in Detroit. And the middle one was in Charlotte.
The youngest one played
the Mellos and the Hornets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about LaMelo.
Hey, OJ. OJ, you remember the O'Bannon brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Charles and Ed, they was raw. They both played for UCLA, and I think one played for Boston at one time and one played for the Clippers. I think they ended up playing a couple of years together, and then they both faded out, but they was good.
What was this, the 80s? 90s?
Yeah.
90s.
Yeah, Ed O'Bannon is the reason that there ain't no college football games no more.
Oh, yeah, because of UCLA or UNLV, what they did down there, yup. I remember now. But,
they won that lawsuit. And then EA Sports like, nope.
So basically, Corey, you're trying to say that this Ball brother is gonna cancel out the fact that Hayward is hurt?
No, but he might make Rookie of the Year. And the other Ball brother got cut already. He ain't even playing preseason game. Yep.
Wow. They cut him.
I was like, wow. But I think he was hurt, though, they said. So if you hurt, you ain't making it.
All right. Well, I don't know. We might just come back after the first of the year. That way, everything's already set. We'll see what happens this weekend.
Well, yeah, the playoffs would be that weekend, right?
Not the end of the year, but like, how many games is left? Yeah, because the last game of the year or the last week of the year is January 4th, I think. And then it'll be the playoffs and the college playoffs. So we'll have a lot to talk about that. We'll see, though. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We might just come here and chat it up and mess around a little bit. Hey, let me tell y'all about this show. Y'all know I watch Snapped, right? This broad killed this dude, claims he was about to rape her, right? She cut him up and put him in a box. Mm. And then her current boyfriend threw him off the bridge. What? Then they found text messages of her planning and telling them what to do, where to go, and all this. No, you ain't heard the worst part. And the jury found her not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
What, were they sleeping during the trial or what?
And on top of that, because she claimed she shot him because he was coming after her because he was trying to sexually assault her. But the autopsy showed that she shot him in the back twice and in the head. So, and that was in Wisconsin. So I'm not going over there because if I come up missing, they're gonna be found not guilty. My fault. They did charge her. They charged her with obstructing a dead body. But guess what? The judge gave her time served and let her walk out of court.
Wow.
Hey, bro. If she was in Texas, they wouldn't do that in Texas.
Well, you know, in Florida, in Florida, if you shoot a gun, you're getting 20 years.
Yep.
Don't matter if you was aiming at somebody or not.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we got some of the stringent laws in the country.
Yeah, well, that one that I'm. I don't know if y'all know. You remember that one I'm talking about, OJ? When the dude was, she was on the phone with the 911 people and her husband was beating her. She told him to leave her alone. She shot in the air to scare him off. Didn't even point it at him and they gave her 20 years. She ended up getting out like 10 years later. But that, I don't think she should have won in the first place.
No, she shouldn't have. But you know, we kind of backwards. Still in the olden times, you know, the key thing was that she was married, and they kind of turned a blind eye to whatever happens in a marriage down here. That's between husband and wife, so to speak.
That ain't fair. It kind of, you know, maybe steers people away from wanting to be married. Get married, we can do anything we want to. So. I know you're excited about this, OJ. Okay. Apple released their over the head. They call them AirPod Maxes. You want to hear the price, OJ?
I don't even know.
$549.99.
And y'all going to run out and buy that crap.
Look, I love my Apple products, but I ain't no dummy, okay? Dude, what? Are they gonna walk over here and put themselves on my head for me? I mean, what? I mean, come on now. No.
Man,
that is
just massively overpriced with some earbuds.
They're not buds. They're over the ear headphones, like earmuff type of headphones. But they still shouldn't cost $549.
Yeah, I know.
I can't even say it, but you know what Eddie Murphy said. Eddie Murphy's Raw, OJ, you know what I'm talking about. About that Johnny Carson part, but about nothing's worth $100 million.
You aging yourself, Cliff. You're aging yourself.
I have to tell you about that one off the air.
Yeah. That one, yeah.
That one's not PG.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't think any Eddie Murphy stuff is on air appropriate for right now.
Well,
is it? Some of it maybe. I don't know. A lot of it's not.
This ain't Sinbad.
Oh, good night, guys. Talk to you.
All right, Paula, have a good one.
All right.
Let me get back in here. All right. Remember, we're on. What are we on? Twitter, Facebook,
Startup.
Startup.com website. All right. Hey, before I go, remember, OJ, I know you ready. Android versus iPhone in January. Y'all ready for that one?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm ready.
I ain't ready,
but I'm gonna have to put some stuff, got some stuff down. My daughter's been telling me all kinds of crap because, you know, she doesn't like Apple products either, so.
It's always the haters that try to find the negative stuff.
I know, right?
So yeah, I'll be ready. When you want to do the show?
I don't know yet. We're gonna. I'm see how many people we get because I want a
good panel.
At least I want at least three people on each side. All right, for here at Stir It Up. Thanks for listening.
Right, what a great show talking about all sports. Again, remember, you can email us at stiritup@icloud.com. Remember, stir is spelled with a U. We're looking for new panelists, y'all, to talk about sports, family, Christian stuff, and just have some friendly banter. And it ain't just men we're looking for. We're looking for women, too. We don't discriminate here at Stir It Up. So remember, check out the website, stiritup.com, @StirItUp Live on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook. See you next time.